Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in Sefer Mishle, Al Pi Torah, Asmarin, Barabin, and Moshe Zetzal. A person, and this year should be a special Torah, Menorah, Sushi Yichyu, and the Schus, Moshe, Moshe, Narai, Sosha, Moshe, Mordechai, and the Schus, Refua, Asyuchet, Fega, Basim, Chavis, Basia, Chai, Chana, Basar, Nadel, and Ris, Victor, Bastila, Ravida, Sosha, Israel, Be'adam, a person has two systems. A person has a moyach and a person has a lev, a brain and a heart. The moyach is the tfisa sichlit, the intellect, havana, yidia, that's not connected to the life of the heart. The heart is the center of the koyches hachayim. It says that you should guard your heart. That's where life comes from. The melkaz ha'chaim ze ha'lev. Ha'moach ze ha'marechet shel chashiva. Ketuv b'kohelet, perek alef, pasuk tet zayin, v'libi ra'a harbe chuchma. My heart saw a lot of wisdom. The heart is understanding things with sense perception. In other words, the kechos hachayim are connected to the havana. Tfisat hadvarim betzura chushit, v'libah ra'a harbe chokhmah. Using your senses to understand something, because that means your kechos hachayim are connected to what you're understanding. Thus is lev. Bagmara b'sanedrin, b'dav kuvav umbet, ketuv amar rava. Shnei de Rabbi Yehuda kulei tenu niziki v'anan kam natnin en tuve tuve b'uktsin. Chememati Rabbi Yehuda isha shekoveshit yeret b'kterah, ואמר לזיתים שכבשן בתרפיהם טהורים. אמר רבי יותר רב ושמור כרזין האחה. ונא כמתנינן בוקסין פלצה מטיפתא. רבי יהודה שליף מסני ואתה מיטרא. ונא מסבחינן ולקה דמשגח בן. הקדוש ברוך הוא ליבה ביי. דכתיב והשם ירד ללבב. כתוב בסנהדרין בדף קו ועמוד ב'. Rabbi says we learn better. In the years of Rabbi Yehuda, they're learning Nezikin. We're even learning Uktsin. Rabbi Yehuda would get to a Shver Mishnah Uksin, he would have trouble. Me? Us? We're very strong in Uksin. And yet Rabbi Yehuda, when he would take off his shoe, it would rain right away. And we can cry all day long, and no one listens to us. But the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Bai. The Rebbe Shter Vil De Hart, Hearts, Vav. God wants a person's heart. So Rabbi says that despite the fact that he was learning better than Rabbi Yehuda, the tefillah of Rabbi Yehuda would be answered immediately. So it's pasha that he doesn't mean that the schus of the mispal isn't totally in its chelik in Torah. What he means is that the schus of Torah does not depend on the kamus and the amount, but rather how much it becomes the essence of the one learning it. Rachmana liba bai. Rav Tzedek HaKain, this is your tzeit dafka tonight. Meid, Meir, b'shem rabotav, sh'olam lashon hashas, what's lashon the Gemara? Aliba de haitana, on his heart. Biyu adavar, kedei lomar sh'atana yisbor b'din mesuyam b'atem l'da'ato, b'din acher, lo maspika uvda sh'din harishon, nemar mikor da'ato shel atana. In order for Tana to say something that's kind of consistent with something else, he says, not enough, it should be in his mind, because your opinion can change. Maybe he said A previously, and now he thinks B. So it's not necessarily consistent. Maybe it's two separate things. But if it's a liba de haitane, if it's in his heart, then the hechreach, then it has to be that selikt, munach, be'etzem kochot ha'chaim shelo. It's in his very life force. So be'chreach, he's going to be learning b'din ha'sheni etem etchayev me'adin ha'rishon. Ki mehut ha'chaim achati. The essence of life is one. So me'melo, if he's going with the lev in one issue, it's going to be like the lev in a different issue. If it's all in the lev, then it's one. But if in the moach, moach can change, but the etzem kochot ha'chaim don't change. Fursam, what Rabbeinu Chaim says in the Sechus Tfilah, Dalet Aleph, that there are two types of kavanas and tefillah. One is perush hadvarim, and the other is oimid lifnei Hashem. Like the Rambam writes, what's the kavanah? Sheyafanes liv mekol machshavos v'yiras atzmoi kilu oimid lifnei Hashchina. And this kavanah is not within kavanah. Rakum me'etzem maaseh tefillah v'mein libo panui v'eino roeh et atzmo oimid lifnei Hashem u'mitpalel. A person's not thinking he's in front of God. He's in the nowhere land. This perception that you're present in front of Hashem. Not because Malo Kol Aretz Kavodo, like it says in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, but rather it's Nageya to the Etzem Nochuchut of a person. That where I am is where Hashem is. We're together. He's in front of me at all times. Talk today a lot about presence, being present. What does it mean, being present? That's what it means. To be present with Hashem. That it's mitzdarif to your kochos hachayim. Because b'ma'arechet hachayim shel ha'adam nimtza kol ma shetofes al yedei hachushim. Rambam writes, "Oimed lifnei Hashchina. Shchina is the presence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the lower in the lower world. That's the shoresh of tefillah. That you're toifes aide achushim. That you're present with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Avoyde shebelev. That your chius is with Hashem. Your kochas achayim are with Hashem." Rambam. בפרק א' משמונה פרקים מבאר את חמשת חלקי הנפש: הזן, המרגיש, המדמה, המתעורר והשכלי. כוחות הזן, המרגיש ומתעורר, כוחות הרצון. We have three kochos: zan, sustaining, margish, feeling, misoyer, awakening. That's kochos haratzon. All inyan of ratzon comes from kochos hachayim. If you have a koch of chayim, you have a koch of ratzon. People are depressed, they don't have koch hachayim. They don't have koch haratzon. So that's the zan, the margish, and the misoyrer. These are powers of will. And then the medame and the sichli are keches of das. V'chazal mashma, so it says in the Arizal, that keches of das mitzar atzmam are immobile, inanimate. What activates them are the kochos haratzon. Haratzon zeh ha'chelek ha'mitorer shemikochot ha'chayim. V'seichel mitzad atzmo ein shum mitorerut l'avanat ha'dvarim. The seichel has no esoiris for avanat ha'dvarim. It needs a kochos haratzon to get it going, to get the machine moving. That's what shoychad is. ומצאנו שכל שאינו טהור אלא יש בו נגיעות. וחזניש מסביר שאיסור שוחד הוא מהחוקים ולא מהמשפטים שלא אסר התורה שלכם יורה לעצמו. לא מצאינו בזה עניין של נגיע לכוחנו, שזהו גזירת הכתוב. רק לגבי משפט בין איש לרעהו ולא להוראה. מה שמצאנו בחיי גבנה שחזר חידשו שמלך וכהן גדול לא ישבו בדין של עיבור שנה ומצד הנגיעה, משום שמשפט כתיב בה. אך דבריו קשים? כן, מצאנו שבני נוח נצטבו על שוחד, אף שבני נוח יש להם רק דינים, ואינם שייכים לחוקים. So the Chazanish, parenthetically, says a chiddush, that shochad is a choik, it's not a mishpat. Because you see that a chocham is allowed to paskin for himself. And we don't find that he's in a gia and he's not allowed to paskin. So it must be it's a gzeres hakosuv. That the gabei mishpat ben ish l'reo, he's not allowed to take money from one side, he's not allowed to take any shochad. But it's a chayk, it's not a mishpat, because if it was understandable, then why are you allowed to paskin for yourself? Chazal Merchadesh, that a king and a kohen gadol can't be done, whether there should be an Ibur Shana, because they're no Gehabadavar. Mara says they have reasons that they want to be an Ibur Shana. Kohen Gadol will be warmer in the Beis HaMikdash. If Yom Kippur comes out later, so it won't be so cold for him in Yom Kippur. Why? Because Mishpat Ksiv Be. So since it says Mishpat, it has a din of the Gzeres HaKosuv, the Ligabe Mishpat, when you're judging between man and his friend, and now that'll be Nageya. So here, since it says Mishpat, it applies, but normally it shouldn't apply because it's a Choik. And it only applies Mishpat Bein Radam Ish L'Reyeu. Here's an exception to the rule by a Melech and a Kohen Gadol, because it says the Lashon of Mishpat, and we know that when it comes to a regular judgment, so a Dayan's not allowed to take Shechin, you're not allowed to have Nagia. But normally, we're not concerned. It's a Chok, and that's why you're allowed to paskin for yourself. That's what the Chazon Ish says, but the Chazon Ish is Shver, because we find that B'nai Noyach, Mitztava L'Shechad, B'nai Noyach don't have Chukim. Chazon Ish wants to say that it's a choik, the whole din of Shayuchad. But then why does it apply to Bnei Noach? They don't have chukim. Vein kana makwe. As nachzor le'inyan ha-shochad. Shekol havana hi mikoch et orut va'arotze le'avin. Lachain ha-havana tachul rak la'echad sha-ratzon mafnet kochot ha-da'at. When a person sitting in class and he's not trying to understand, he's no rotzen to understand, he's not going to understand. Understanding begins when there's a rotzen to understand, there's his oirutz to understand. And you're only going to understand where the rotzen is mafne kochas hadas. The rotzen has to push the kochas hadas in that direction. When there's no rotzen, the soil of the haven, a person's like an iver. He's blind. And there he doesn't have kochas of das. And therefore, a sheichad ya'avir pikchen. The sheichad is a ma'oir of the havana, in the direction of the person giving the sheichad. And that's forbidden. Like in Gashmias, the moyach is mafil kochos hachayim. Person's brain isn't working, that's it. But lemaaseh tfisat hadat b'dvarim ha'neklutim al yedo adayet orut ha'ratzon kochot hachayim. In order for there to be a tfisis das, there has to be a seiris of kochos hachayim, and the lev is mafil that. So really it does start in the heart. And therefore, Halev, like we quoted the pasuk before, Mimenu Totzaot Chayim. And even the Kochas Adas are Nifal HaMaisa Adi Halev. Midas are Belev, because all his Seir was for Ahava and Yira Mekoyma Belev. The Groh, Mishlei Tesvav Lamed Gimel, Chav Hei Beis, writes that Kovet is Begimatri Halev. The Lev is the Sheirish of all Ritzainus. Sod Seder Advarim Umelech Moyach, Lev and Kaved. Moyach is the Neshama. Lev is the Ruach. Kaved is the Nefesh. HaMoyach tzich l'shlot al HaLev veHaLev al HaKaved. HaLev hu shorash kol haRetzonot. HaRetzonot hanemuchim yoter nimtzaim b'dam. Shemekoro b'Kaved. So it's like this. You have a Melech. Melech, the Moyach is on top. Mem. Then the Lev, then the heart, then the Kaved, then the liver. Moach is the soul, Lev is the spirit, the Ruach, and the Kavod is the Nefesh. Moach has to rule over the Lev over the Kavod. Lev is the Sharash of Ritzonos. But the lower Ritzonos are in the blood. The blood is Makor in the Kavod. Just the blood, the Lev gives it out to the body. It spreads it around the body. The higher Ritzonos are in the Lev. The lower Ritzonos are the animalistic Ritzonos. Shem Orim et HaNefesh mitzad Giwui HaNashav Advarim. The lower ritzainas are behemiistic, hanodic. The higher ritzainas are because of the value of the thing itself, mitzad kavod. And therefore, kavod is begematria lev. Because lev is the sheirish of the ritzainas. The lower ritzainas are in the dam. And the higher Ritzaynos are in the Lev. And that's why Lev is Begematria Kovod. Not Kovod, Kovod. Shorash el Inyan HaKavod Munach Omnam B'Dat Shken HaDat L'achar Shikul V'achre HaTofes L'Terko Shel HaDavar Ech L'achar Shedavar Nitpas B'Dat K'Bal Erech Hare Shekan HaDavar Nitpasim B'Lev. So first the brain assesses it and it sees that it's value, and then it becomes valuable in the heart. Then the heart feels the value of this object. For it starts in the brain, and then it goes down to the hearts. And then it becomes yakol la'adam. And the taking away of this thing from a person is going to make him feel like he has a chisar. Zot tfisa shemunachet kvar b'kochot ha'chayim shel ha'adam. Zot tfisa b'lev shel ratzon. Achen lev hu kavod. That's in a person's kochot chayim. That's where a person's ratzon is. That's what he wants. Lack it makes him feel a chisarin. And therefore, lev is covet, because in the lev, that's where you give covet to things, value to things, honor to things. The moyach has to be sholet on the rotzon. Lev is the rotzon. The moyach has to control lev. And the lev, shnino rotzon mitzad erech hadvarim, the lev, which is the will, because of the value of things, has to be shaylait, has to rule on the kovet. Kasher adam b'mekre ha-kitzoni nishlat al yedei ha-kovet harei shekol ratzonotav hem mitzad hana'ot ha-behemiyot shegormim lo hadvarim ha-megarim oto. When a person, in an extreme case, is ruled over his liver, all of his ritzoinos are mitzad his behemiyistika hanois. The lev is the ruach. El asher yesham haruach lelechet yelechu. Yechezkel alef chaf. Haruach olechet umechovenet lemakom hakavod. Liyakrut. So lev is ruach. And the lev, that's where a person has the higher ritzoinos. And therefore, it's sholeit, it rules over the kavod, whereas the blood, which is the lower ritzon, is the animal part of a person. Kavod, which is lev, whereas there is where the ruach resides, is yakrus. Yakar b'lashon arami u'lashon kavod. Gemara ve'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, Adam arishon b'lashon arami siper, shenamar v'li ma yakru reyecha kel. Yakar b'lashon arami וגם לשון כבד, וידי משה כבדים, בתרגום יקירה. ביור הדבר, דבר כבד, מציאותו איתנה, קשה יותר לתתלו מקום למקום. יש לו מציאות מקוימת, ההפך מדבר כזה, לכן, נקלה הוא ההפך ממכובד. הערך של הדברים מוצד מציאותם המקוימת האיתנה. הידי כך הם תופסים במקום, ועורכים להיות בעלי ערך. יקר is honor and Aramaic. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav in Sanhedrin 38b, that other mission spoke Aramaic, V'li ma yakru, reyecha kel, and he used the lashon of yakor, of value, of dearness, and that's an Aramaic word. And yakor is kavod, Lady Maite Ora, v'simcha v'sison v'ikar is kavod. It's interesting that yakar in Aramaic is also kaved, heavy. Vide Moshe kvedim, yekira. Heavy. Kaved, yakar. Kaved, heavy. Kavod is also yakar. Kavod and kaved are related. Because something that's mechubadik, something that's honored, something that has value, weighs down, as opposed to something light, which is kalos, which is something that lacks value. Kalos Hadas. Something that's heavy has a strong, firm mitzius. It's hard to take it from place to place. It has an established reality, the opposite of something light, which can go here, which can go there. So it says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk tries to niklen and nechbat. So there's something that's light that just goes from place to place that lacks value, and there's something mechubid, which has a mekuyim dika metzius. Hagemara omeret, Rabbi Eliezer omer, minayin she b'tishrei noldu avot, shenamar vayikalu al el Moshe, shlomo v'chol ish Yisrael b'yerach ha'itanim, b'chag, yerach shenoldu bo etanei olam. Mai mashma d'hai etan l'shnad u'takifihu, כדכתיב איתן מושבך, איתני עולם, אלו שעשו את העולם למציאות מקוימת. לכן בסוד ירח זה נמצא יום הדין. בשביל כדי לזכות במציאות מקוימת בעולם, יש לעמוד בדין. So this in Tishrei, the Avos were born. That's why it's called ירח האיסונים, because the איסוני עולם were born in this month. And how do you know איסון is a lashon of takif? Because it says איתן מושבך. Strong dwelling. The Avos gave the world an established mitzius, an established reality. And therefore, in the secret of this month is Yom HaDin. Because in order to be zeicha to a mitzius mikuyemis, you have to be oimed b'din. Through din, the mitzius gets a kiyum, gets a chreach. The giving of a kiyum to the mitzius comes through kavod. And there's a zechia b'din. It's by saying Malchis. You give makom for a kavod amiti ba'olam, which is kiluk fodi yisbarach. And we also become mekuyim and kavod ba'olam. That's why we say Malchios. Because Malchios gives it kavod, and kavod gives, if you have Malchios, you have honor, you have distinction. And that honor and distinction give a mitzius, give a reality, which is what we want to do to the world. So Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to discuss the idea of kavod. And we still obviously have so many more shi'ulim to give, dozens and dozens on Mishlei. And that God should just give us life. We'll be zeicha to be mamshich v'simcha v'tuv lev of meroiv kol. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.